honestly, like, I was watching the movie Ghost, and Demi Moore's sitting there, Patrick Swayze is behind, they're playing with pottery, and I'm like, damn, that's hot. If my massage therapist did that to me, I'd be like, dude, what the hell's going on?
You're listening to Stand Out, Get Noticed, the show that helps you communicate with confidence so you can stand out from the crowd and get noticed by all the right people. If you want to be a person of influence and achieve success in business and in life, this podcast is for you. To subscribe to the show, go to thecmethod.com. Hi there, Rockstar. It's Christina with you here for episode 51 of Stand Out, Get Noticed. I'm still in the Philippines with Rotary International. I'm on a month-long vocational exchange program. And I'm actually recording in the car on the way home. You might be able to hear the traffic all around us. Now, I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. Firstly, being stuck in traffic is part of Filipino life. As my host dad, Rene Pineda, he's sitting next to me, he's driving me home, as he would know. The traffic in Manila in particular is very bad, and I've discovered that people here will often spend hours and hours every single day in traffic. And I've asked some Rotarians that I've met, what do you do during that time when you're driving? And some of them say, you know what, we do work, because some of them have drivers that help them out and drive them around, so they actually have time to sit there and do work. And I think that that's a really good way to be productive with your day. Now, it's my last week here in the Philippines, which is really sad because I've enjoyed my time here so much, but I'm also looking forward to getting back to my normal business. I do have an upcoming live training program that I really need to dedicate time to building up and developing. I've got clients to coach and I've got workshops to deliver. Oh, and also more awesome guests to interview for the podcast. Anyway, I'm really excited about this episode because not only do I have one guest, I have two guests on the show. They are married couple Emma and Dennis Merkes, and what they do is truly unique. They are the founders of Melt, a business that teaches couples how to massage each other so they can reconnect, communicate better, and have closer, stronger relationships. Together, they run live workshops and online courses, teaching couples their signature massage technique called Melt. Their techniques are easy to learn, don't require massage tables, and they don't give you sore thumbs. We had this conversation a few weeks ago before I left for the Philippines, and I'm excited to be finally sharing it with you. You'll learn the saucy story of how their business came to be, what massage does for relationships apart from relaxing tight muscles, how Emma and Dennis deal with the challenges of running a business with your spouse, plus much more. Learn more about their courses and live workshops at couplesmassagecourses.com. Show notes will be at thecmethod.com/melt. That's thecmethod.com/melt. All right, let's meet the very melt-worthy Emma and Dennis Merkes. Emma, Dennis, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to have you here. Tell me, how did you get started with Melt, with couples massage courses?
Do you want the vanilla version or the real version?
I'm all about being authentic here. So.
Okay, so I created this massage course to get Emma into bed, really. I had zero interest of releasing this to the public. It was just a selfish program to try and land the girl.
So if we rewind 10 years, we were really good friends at the time. We sort of met on a business level and were hanging out, and we'd been flirting and stuff, and it wasn't really getting any further. We kept hitting these stumbling blocks. So then Dennis called me one day and said, I've written this couples massage course and I just need someone to try it out on. Do you want to come over?
Mm-hmm. Very smooth.
And he said to me, I promise I'm not going to touch anything that I'm not supposed to touch. And I went, well, all right, you know, I'm not going to pass up a massage. So I went over and we sat and did the very all of us the very first, I guess, massage, the same massage that we teach now.
Well, it's like now, we've taken a bit of the sexy out from that first massage. That was pretty hot.
So there was this very hot massage on the floor of his lounge room at the time, and he was a complete gentleman, and we both sat back afterwards, and there was just like, you know, it was electric in the air, yeah. And we were like, we've got to get out of here. This is crazy. So we left the house and then went to see some friends, came back later that night, and I threw myself at him, and now 10 years later, we're married. And we have a massage business. So,
we do, yeah.
Love that. So it worked, obviously worked for you. Yeah. At what point did you go, we should take this public?
Yeah, so, like, there's, I mean, friends hear about it. We used it in our own, I mean, we just started a relationship, so we couldn't get our hands off each other. Mm. So this was just a natural progression, right? So we kept it just within ourselves, within our own marriage for a little while. Then friends hear about it, they're like, oh, we'd like to know a little bit about it as well. It got to maybe a year or a year and a half later that I thought maybe we should just see if we can water it down, take a lot of the sexy out, and just make this or create a tool that other couples can use. Had no idea it was going to get to where it got to, where it's got to now. I rewrote the program to clean it up. And then I called up friends and family. I'm like, look, if it's not going to be weird with these guys, it's not going to be weird for the public. So the first class I ever ran, like, my little sister and her boyfriend were there. A lot of our friends were there as well, and it did good.
Mm. We just kept getting such great feedback from friends and family and other couples once we started doing, selling the programs as well. And they were loving it. And so we just thought, you know, we've obviously got something. So we used to run the live seminars on the side.
This is a hobby, right? So I had a massage business where I hired a whole bunch of practitioners. We looked after all the big-name hotels here in Melbourne. So we weren't, you know, it was just a bit of fun on the side, and it started off with, like, I remember calling up our friends going, look, we've got two couples booked in. Can you please come along, because we need to pad the room out, you know? And then it just got to a stage where the live courses were just selling out. You know, we started running two live courses in the one day. And then I got to a stage where we're like, maybe we should, you know, rather than just staying localized in Melbourne, let's put it on video and see if we can put it out in the world. And now we've sold in over 50 countries.
Wow.
US is our biggest market. Pretty much, yeah, like 90% of our market is US.
What's the main reason why people do your courses?
We get a lot of feedback that it's about connection and relaxation for couples. So when we get testimonials or emails from people, and we get them a lot, we just got one yesterday, it was Valentine's Day, and someone said, best Valentine's present ever. Like, they just had to email us to tell us that they'd had a really good day, which was great. But when we look at it, it's a lot about connection. So couples say, you know, I really wanted to reconnect. It might have been that they've just recently had a baby and they're looking for ways to reconnect with their partner, or that they've been together 20 years and they're just looking for a new way to look after each other and do something nice for each other. Mm. So it's about, yeah, I think connection, romance, relaxation, those are the words that keep coming up when we hear from our couples, which is really nice.
It's very interesting, though. Things are changing as we're growing big, growing. Different couples are using MELT, which is what we teach, for different reasons. Like, we originally set it up and marketed as date night. Good little date night for couples to have, a bit of fun. Now, we're getting couples that are using it for, so a few have come out with, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I have said the acronym wrong. Like, for one instance, one lady's like, look, I love my husband, but I had this circumstance or an issue happened to my life when I was younger, and I'm closed in. And we find that your massage, kind of like, well, following your videos gives us a chance to just break down barriers, communicate a little bit more. You know, I love him to death. I just find that sometimes touch is a little bit too much for me, and the massage just gives me this neutral ground, and I feel safe and it feels good. So, yeah.
It is. It's a great way for couples to find their way back to each other if they have gone through a little bit of a hard time, I think.
Why is that?
Well, the research, the research sort of supports that it's this non-sexual touch that is not threatening, that's really caring, When they learn from us, it's, you know, by the end of it, you can do a half-hour massage. So you actually get that time together in an intimate space where there's no one else around. And it's that nonverbal communication and that touch that builds trust and builds intimacy just by virtue of doing it.
And the way we set it up, like, I when I created this, I didn't think of it as a massage therapist teaching couples how to massage.
Mm.
For me, I start, like, honestly, like, I was watching the movie Ghost and Demi Moore's sitting there, Patrick Swayze's behind, they're playing with pottery, and I'm like, damn, that's hot. That's where I started with. I'm like, that's our starting point. I'm going to build the massage techniques around this. So my goal wasn't, let's teach couples how to be massage therapists. It wasn't about that. It was like, let's get couples and put them in a situation where they can be intimate, but not, like, not sexually intimate, just be intimate and get close together. Though, you know, when we teach couples our main stroke, like the foundation of the entire course, it's all about, you know, this big long hug, you know, this engulfing and comfortable feeling that if my massage therapist did that to me, I'd be like, dude, what the hell's going on, right? But for a couple, it's, you know, let's bring them together. And no one, like, I haven't seen anyone in the world do this. No other massage, all massage therapists, when they're teaching couples, they're like, lay on the bed in that elongated, you know, prone position, and then I'll massage your back, you know? And I just find there's a disconnect between couples in that scenario. When you sit in that ghost, that Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore position, you're just like, yeah, close, the breath is on their back, you can whisper sweet little nothings in their ear, you can even feel like, when I first did it with Emma, like that first time, my heart's just like, you know, it's beating like crazy. She's got a, my chest is on her back. I'm sure she can feel it, you know. So, yeah, that connection is huge for us.
Mm. And I guess a lot of couples would feel like doing a normal massage, so in the traditional sense, someone lying on the bed and then massaging them, that's going to provide that same level of connection. But clearly it doesn't, because you're actually physically length. Separated from them.
Well, physically arm's length away. Yeah,
you are arm's length. It does give you a connection, but you get a more connection, like a bigger connection, when, you know, your chest is on their back, when you're engulfing their arms, and you've run your hands all the way down their arms and interlace your fingers, and they can feel your cheek to cheek. It's quite, we've had couples break down and cry in our live courses, you know.
Yeah, we've had people say he hasn't touched me in such a long time.
Like, oh my goodness.
So yeah, you're actually talking about couples that might not even touch at all. And to go from that to one of our massages is a huge step, obviously, but it's sort of one of the ways that it can get back there. So we do work with psychologists and counsellors, and they recommend, you know, to couples that are at a certain point, once they've done the work, you know, maybe it's time for you to go and try some massage. So it's just, I mean, we're not obviously relationship experts or anything like that. It's just more about giving them a tool that they can do that. But the feedback we hear from psychologists, from couples themselves, is just incredible.
Right. We're still learning on how people are using this. You know, we thought, honestly, it was just going to be a date night thing. You know, for us, when we talk about date night, for us, we think the best date nights are the ones that take you out of your comfort circle, where you're learning something together and it gives you a chance to actually, you know, discuss that, rather than doing just the same thing over and over again. So I really like that about the massage side of things, but, yeah, people are using it for all different reasons now.
I know that in relationships, a big cause of breakdown is lack of communication, poor communication, or just no communication. And you mentioned before that massage can help with communication between couples. Can you expand more on that and how it actually helps improve the relationship?
One of the things we do on like a microcosm is when we're teaching couples, you know, they're learning something new together, so they actually have to communicate back and forth to each other. And it's only a small thing, but I think it's an important
An
important example that it's like, oh babe, you're in the right spot, like that feels amazing, or no, you're not quite there. And it's the way that they go about that communication. We were just laughing before because we had a recent course and I was coming around and we were doing a particular technique, and this woman, her husband had just started to relax and put his head down, and she gave him a little whack upside the head. She's like, you're doing it wrong. And I was just like, this is not the way to go about. Maybe just say, babe, can you just lift your chin up for me while I, you know, and it's about sort of learning that. And you see them working it out during our life courses when we get to be one-on-one or, you know, spend some one-on-one time with our couples is that, you know, they do talk to each other and they go, okay, yeah, I can see that I'm in the right spot. Does that feel good? And it just gives them a little bit. And definitely different couples have different communication styles. So hopefully it's a nice little bit of practice for them for later and different times in their relationship.
It's interesting. So I massaged Art Garfunkel once back in my early days. Again, working in hotels, anyone who was the who's who that was coming to Melbourne, pretty much we looked after them. So they requested that I personally go massage Art Garfunkel. I walk in and, we're about to start the treatment and he starts taking off his clothes. And I'm like, mate, whoa, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm getting undressed to get a massage. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. We'll get to that. But first of all, why don't you tell me what you need? What do you want? And what he says to me, he goes, 40 years, no one's ever asked me what I want. How's that for communication, right?
Wow.
And in that instant, we just get this bond. Like the fact that, you know, we are, you know, that someone's come around and said, mate, what do you want? You know, such a huge bond that, you know, I did the big no-no of going, hey, Art, I hear you and Paul Simon had a falling out. What was that all about? Well, big no-no, silence for what felt like an eternity.
Was this while you're massaging him?
While I'm massaging. I just went, oh, rookie mistake. Dude, what are you doing? And then Art is just like, you know what? You want to hear the story? Fine. Here's the story, age 13 to present day, and just monologues for the next 40 minutes. It was insane.
I think there's long history of clients with massage therapists or even hairdressers, you know, when you sit there and you find yourself telling
secrets, yeah?
Yeah. And there's something about that, having that touch, I think, that obviously breaks down a certain barrier and gets you a little bit closer. So it only makes sense that it works for couples as well.
Can that be translated into a professional environment?
Probably shouldn't go around massaging.
You don't want to be that guy, creepy massage guy. Oh, you look tense, Emma.
I recommend that. If you're married to your co-worker like we are, then fine.
I am interested in asking you about how you go about working together as well and how massage has affected your lives together, because I know that when you're working together as well as living together, that can be difficult because you're spending so much time together. What have you done to keep your couple's bond as well as have a healthy working relationship?
It's tough, you know, like it's not I think we were talking about it before where, you know, if you look at the average couple, they don't see each other for the bulk of the day. And then they do. And couples that actually work together kind of are spending three times as much time together than what an average couple is. It takes a bit of time to... communication is so important, right? It takes a bit of time to work out the balance and how it all works.
It's so emotionally charged when you're working with your spouse, I think. And we've been working together for 8 years and I feel like we're only just starting to get good at the communication side of things now.
Here's a good example. When you're not making any money, which we didn't for a long time, it really is harmful to the relationship. The stress comes out. It's difficult for everyone to communicate. It's hard because you're just going, where am I going to find the money to put food on the table? You know, can I afford the mortgage next month and so on?
That's the thing. When you're in it together. So you're having the hard times together and the good times together. It's hard to find the balance. It's not like someone is off with a job being like, oh, no, I've got this. I've got the salary. You can have a hard time and I'll be here to support you. Mm-hmm. So we've both been in that. But even just going through, so say a business problem crops up and how you're solving that problem can often end in, say, tears and screaming matches and has been known to before. But now we're actually at the point where it's like, no, let's all just keep the emotion out of it and try and be present and just deal with what's happening at the time and get through it, and then being able to kind of put a pin in that at the end and go, okay, that's done, let's just get on with the marriage. And I think that's what we're getting better at now, is letting go and not being as, not fighting like husband and wife when it's business stuff. It's like, let's just try and be a little bit more as if we were in a corporate environment.
You have to, with each other. I'll do my best to not get involved in Emma's side of, you know, her work. And when she needs help, she'll approach me. If I see that something's wrong, I'll approach her. But ultimately, you know, she has the final say in her side of things. I have the final say in my side of things. And we found that when you get that set, like in the beginning, we were just all over each other's stuff. You know, it was just like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And no, the direction of this business is going to go this way. And it's really tough, you know. But once you start nutting that out, it's freaking amazing. You know, the relationship's great. We get a lot of time that we can't. I mean, we're about to go to Thailand just on a whim because why not? And we can.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's time to have a break, you know. Last year, we spent 3 months in America together, hiring Porsches, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's tough, but once you find that balance, it's amazing.
We've had to work really hard at it, and we're still working at it now, the communication stuff. And yeah, I think it is that separation that you need, just to know that when it is business stuff, that that when you're talking to your business partner, it's not your husband attacking you as a person.
Mm.
It's your business partner saying, hey, there's a problem, let's solve it, and being able to approach it without that emotion, I guess. I think that's the hardest thing for couples.
Also, finding time for yourself is important, I think. So we tend to, some of our friends don't get the dynamics, and they don't see that we spend so much time together that, you know, some of our friends are just like, I haven't seen Emma for like a year. Why don't she ever hang out with us? I'm like, well, I just want you for myself right now. I get to see Emma tomorrow, you know, and I wanted a bit of a chance to miss her as well. Mm. So finding that balance is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having, you need to have those different like hats on, right?
Right.
So you need to wake up in the morning and go, okay, husband hat on, and then take that off and be like, okay, work hat on now.
It's easier said than done though. Like, with each different hat, there's this one thing underlying, which is just emotions, right? Mm. And emotions just throw every hat out the out the window. It doesn't matter. As soon as emotions comes in, emotions of, I've got no money, or I've got no time, or there's deadlines and stuff like that, that ruins every single hat that you've got, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely about being present and trying to be, I guess, non-attached to a lot of the outcomes.
Mm.
Which, you know, a bit more mindful, I think, in trying to put aside that emotion, which is good for marriages as well, to be able to sort of recognise when those emotions are coming up and go, I don't need to get angry about this. I can deal with it calmly.
What I find that we're good at as well is we're good at setting goals and then verbalising goals and then, you know, putting it out on your, whatever we've got, vision board or some way to sit there and go, this is what we're working towards and this is what we're trying to achieve together as a team. And that helps communication work a lot better and flow. And that's just, you know, working towards something together just puts you both on the same path and gives you this unity, I think, that works really well.
Yeah.
I found that when we didn't have that in the beginning, it was just tough, just a clumpy mess, and yeah, it's hard to have direction.
Well, that's true for any team, isn't it?
Yeah.
For any business partners. I mean, business partnerships are just like marriages, right?
Yes.
Because even people who are friends first and then form a business together, it's a similar thing. They're communicating as friends and then they're communicating as business partners.
And different layers and different baggage and all of those things that come into it. So, and even just having a colleague, you know, that you get thrown in with. I mean, that is an emotionally charged relationship as well. I know a lot of people that I hate my colleague at the desk next to me, but you're forced to work with them. But I guess in a marriage, we're choosing to be here, which is a good thing, but there are, yeah, totally layers from years of history together that just you have to deal with.
Could you imagine if it was a bigger team? Like, I've never worked in a corporate environment. I've never worked with anyone else, really. But when I was younger, I was in a band, and that was like four marriages, you know? You got to deal with three other people. And it just gets so intense. All it takes is one breakdown with one relationship and the whole thing just starts to crumble, you know? It's tough. I could imagine in a business sense if you've got a company where there's three founders, four founders, wow, without communication and good communication, you just fall apart.
Without good massages. Maybe that could be your next target market. Massage for business partners.
Just the shoulder and the elbow, that place that your
hand
that HR approves you to touch.
Wow.
Massage the mouse hand, you know.
Yeah,
I think if everyone's mouse hands were a bit more relaxed, then maybe they'd be a bit more relaxed at their desks.
Maybe.
So what's next for you guys? What's coming up?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. I think we're going to take a break for a bit. We just come off the back of Valentine's Day. Actually, today is Valentine's Day in the US.
All right, yeah, so of course. So
it's been, it's our biggest day of the entire year. So, it's been a full on 4 or 5 weeks. So, I'm just going to put my feet up.
18 months, to be honest.
Yeah.
We haven't had a holiday in a while, so we're going to take a little break. And then this year, trying to go bigger again.
Mm.
So, looking at maybe launching some retail products and just getting our courses out there.
Because your courses are available online, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, instant download, and you watch them via video. So, so that was recorded about 18 months ago. So most of our work now is spent doing the marketing and putting the message out there for couples everywhere. So
love it.
Hmm.
You're bringing more love into the world.
One massage at a time.
One massage at a time. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your message. It's what you are doing is really unique. And I think any couple listening to this should go check it out and get their Patrick Swayze on.
Get their Patrick Swayze. I like it. Get their Patrick Swayze on.
Yeah. Our new marketing campaign. Get your Patrick Swayze on.
That's pretty good, actually.
I get 10%.
Affiliate code coming your way.
Big thanks to Emma and Dennis for sharing their story on the show this week. I'll put links to how you can connect with them at thecmethod.com/melt. All right, so it's been about 25 minutes by the time you're hearing this. I should be home by now. We should be through the traffic and back at our house. Like I mentioned earlier, yes, I'm still in the Philippines and spending a lot of time in traffic, which is all part of what you do here in Manila. But I'm being productive and getting my work done. Alrighty, and that brings us to the end of episode 51 of Stand Out, Get Noticed. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. You know what? If you found this episode helpful and you got some value out of it, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave an iTunes review. Just head on over to iTunes and search Stand Out, Get Noticed or my name, Christina Canters. You'll find the podcast there and you just click on leave a review. That just helps the show get noticed and discovered by more awesome people so that more people can listen and also learn how to be more confident and effective at communication. Alrighty, thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Christina Canters and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed.